From WFSU Public Media, you're listening to Voices That Inspire.
Shelley Bell, I am the Director of Career, Technical, and Adult Education for Leon County Schools.
So what does that mean, that job?
So what I do is I have two primary roles. One is I oversee Lively Technical College, and the other is I work with our K-12 educators to develop career and technical education programs and career pathways in our elementary, middle, and high schools.
Is that a new thing, to be thinking that far back about career pathways all the way to elementary school?
Yeah. For a long time, I think it has been when a student gets to high school, we tended to look to see, did they want to go in the military? Did they want to go into college? Did they want to go straight into a career track? And now what we're realizing is we really need to push down this idea all the way to elementary school so we can start having students explore the different career pathways that are out there. Maybe it's construction, maybe it's health, maybe it's law enforcement, and start planting a seed really early for all the different opportunities that are going to be there. And then when they get to high school, they can start to take a more tailored curriculum that, whether it's in the arts, whether it's a pathway in healthcare, so that they can start getting a little bit more ready for when they graduate high school and they actually go out into the world and make that decision if they want to go to college or straight into a career.
And so when kids are in high school, they can start taking classes at Lively, can't they?
They can. So just like at the college level, we offer dual enrollment opportunities to all of our high school students. Students can choose to come to the Lively main campus and participate in any one of our programs, from welding to building trades to automotive, or in some cases, we have programs on their high schools at Rickards, Godby, and Childs. We have nursing assistant programs. And at Godby, we also have welding. And in fall of 2020, we will start welding over at Rickards High School. And so they're doing that advanced post-secondary training while they're still in high school.
That's cool. So, Shelley, how did you find your path? How long have you been working in education?
So I think I'm going into my 19th year in education. I started as a classroom teacher at Bellevue Middle School and was lucky enough to go into administration. And I was an assistant principal and then a principal at Cobb and Godby. And now I am the director of career and technical and adult education. But it all started just as a love of wanting to help young people. As a classroom teacher, I wanted to see them excel. I wanted to see them do well. And I wanted to help them find out who they really were and what they were passionate about. And that carried over as a middle and high school principal. At Godby, I really recognized that as a member of this community, I wanted to make sure that the students that left Godby had the tools they needed to succeed in our community, whether it was at the next level of going to a post-secondary institution like TCC, FSU, or even Lively, or if it was going straight into the workforce. And so I became really passionate about making sure that I gave my Godby students the tools they needed for success and recognizing that success looked a little different for each and every one of them.
So who was the person helping you when you were growing up? Like, where did your passion for education come from?
I'm the daughter of a teacher. My mom taught for close to 30 years. And so she instilled at a very early age what it meant to be an educator and to help young people. And she was lucky enough to work at both the middle and high school level and also at the post-secondary level. So like her, I've been able to go to all three different levels. But she was always passionate about making sure her students were successful, many nights grading papers. But also at the same time, she'd always champion her students who did well, kept in touch with many of them. She's since passed away, but I remember even at her funeral having students that came up to my sisters and brother and I and telling us the impact that she had on them when they had her as either a middle school or a high school teacher. And so that really has stuck with me on making sure that I have that impact with the students that I come in contact with.
My dad was a teacher, so I know what that's like, being places and having people come up. Even now, my dad's 88 years old, and he gets Facebook notes from former students, and he was a baseball coach on top. So both of those connections, and it means a lot to him. So where do you see for yourself, like, what keeps you inspired in the work that you're doing? How do you keep that energy going to feel like you're making a difference and to feel like the work you're doing has meaning?
I think seeing the young people that I work with come through now lively and then go out into the workforce and be able to take care of their family, have a job. And as a member of this community, I want for us to have a robust workforce, a skilled workforce. I want to know that you know, the citizens of our community get the training that they need to fill the so many positions that we have, that they can be productive members of our community. And so I continue to look at what is going on in our community, where are the jobs, what is the workforce needs, and it gives me a lot of energy to be able to say, okay, let's put this program in, or let's work with this business on an apprenticeship. Because at the end of the day, the stronger our community is, the better it is for everyone who lives here. And I live here. I raise my family here. And so I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to help to promote the jobs that exist in our community and then the training opportunities that are out there to make sure all people of all different skill levels have opportunities for that success.
As you're talking, it makes me realize that what for people who are not maybe as engaged in schools, their kids are grown, whatever, they haven't been in a school a long time, is the sort of reality is that the walls are coming down. There's much more fluidity between education, schools, and what the business community needs, internship opportunities. Like I'm thinking of this sort of fluid past, like there's a flow. You are so involved beyond your center, Lively Tech. You're out engaged, talking to people, making those connections for your students. So that's a very different world than education kind of used to be.
Yeah, I think it's important to know what it is that the business community, that our workforce needs. Like, what are those needs? Where are those job opportunities? And as we can plant the seed back in our K-12 system, I think it will help us as we move those students forward, because for a long time, everything has been, you know, especially in our community, looking at the college level. And even I look back when I went to college, I could have studied anything I wanted to, which sounds great. But on the flip side, we want to make sure that we're guiding young people into what those jobs are in our community. And so making sure they have the skills to meet what our industry needs. And so working hand in hand with them to find out what is it that our big companies need? What is it that the healthcare industry needs? And then starting to plant those seeds in our elementary, middle, and high school. So when those students get out, they see those opportunities right in front of them. And they're not having to go and search to try and figure out what is it I want to do. I'm not sure. They know these opportunities presented themselves and are right here in our community, and it's theirs for the taking.
So you recently received an award, and tell me what that was.
So it was, I am a partner with our local Career Source, and I firmly believe in their mission, and I work with them to make sure that people in our community know that there are jobs available, there's training available, and that Career Source is there to help them. They're there to help the employer, and they're there to help the potential employee. And so it was an award that I was recognized in the state for being a major partner with our local Career Source. I really believe in the work they're doing. And as people come in this community and need help finding employment, Career Source is there to help them. They're there to help them with everything from resume writing to helping them become interview ready. And so the work they're doing, I think, is critical for our area and on both the business side and helping with the employee. And so being able to champion their cause at any opportunity I can, I'm going to speak about the work that Career Source is doing in our community.
So how have you leveraged them at Lively?
So with Lively, we make sure our students know that CareerSource is available to help sometimes offset costs that they may have in coming to school, that when it comes time for employment, they're there to help with counseling services from resume writing to helping them. Maybe they need to find appropriate attire to wear to work. They have a work closet, business closet, where they can help young people get the clothes they need to be successful in the business that they're going into. CareerSource does a lot of different employment activities and recruiting for employees. And so we've worked with CareerSource. They actually have office hours at Lively one day a week. So our students know about CareerSource. They know what they're about. And, you know, sometimes it's not even for our students. It may be for a family member. It may be for their spouse that they're looking for employment. And we'll make referrals to CareerSource. But I think that they're just a great asset, not just for our students, but for our entire community.
So the series is, you know, called Voices That Inspire. So is there any particular person or thing that inspires you, Shelley?
What inspires me? I think I'm just inspired to leave my mark on this community. And, you know, I think growing up with my parents who always expressed that we needed to, as kids, do something in our lives that was meaningful. I want to make sure that after I'm gone, that somebody can say, you know, that's Shelley Bell. She really worked hard. She really did something for our community. And I want to be a good role model for my kids, my own two boys, and for the students that I work with, my faculty, my staff. And so I just believe in doing everything I can to help the, you know, young people in our community to be able to find their pathway, and acknowledging that everyone's pathway looks a little different, and that is okay. It's just helping them get the tools that they need to be successful in that pathway. And so I'm just inspired to, you know, leave a better mark on this community. And in my little way, and what I do over at Lively and with Leon County Schools, I feel like I am having an impact. We'll see how big of an impact, maybe years after I'm gone, but I'm inspired just to help young people to find their pathway. Shelley Bell, Director of Career, Technical, and Adult Education for Leon County Schools.
You're listening to Voices That Inspire.